Thanks for chatting to me, Darren. For those who don't know about the injury, what exactly has happened?
I just felt a wee small pop, quite bizarre. It felt like someone sort of kicked me in the back of the leg, even though right. It didn't. And yeah, I knew straight away it was a bit sore, so I got an ultrasound on Monday. And he told me, small tear, it was going to be out for a few weeks. So,
Any chance of maybe progressing quicker than that and maybe hoping to get back before that?
I'll be pushing it as hard as I can, trying to get back as soon as possible. I'm hoping that, yeah, it can only be a couple of weeks, but that might just be blind faith by me. So either way, I'll be working hard and trying to do whatever I can to get myself available.
Well, still top of the table, Darren, but frustrating to lose out to Connacht there.
Yeah, six games in to have won five and to be top of the league, we would have taken that at the start of the year. Given that, we had two of last year's top four away from home in that six. But I think when we got the five under the belt and we had played poorly against the Ospreys but still won, which is a sign of a very good team, we're very disappointed at the same time that we didn't get that sixth and just leave us six from six. But as I said, we'd have taken this at the start of the year, so upwards and onwards.
You were saying to me earlier when we were chatting before, Darren, that it might be more of the case, more of the norm, to see a lot of players in each position in a squad, because of course, as we've seen with Ulster and with other teams in the last season or two, a lot of players are getting injured.
Yeah, it's a tough game. It's a physical game, and I think that's part of the reason that the English, but mainly the French teams, have had the success they had the couple of years. The size of their squads, and they're able to compete in both competitions week in, week out. Having said that, the one thing I will say about this Ulster squad is that it's probably the strongest squad I've ever been a part of. I've been a part of very good Ulster teams before, but I don't think I've ever been part of a squad that has quite such depth, particularly in the backs.
Well, what happens, you get injured out for a few weeks, as you mentioned. What happens then? People perhaps listening don't maybe know what happens. A lot of physio, a lot of rigorous work, is there?
Yeah, it's a busy time. So you start with the doctor. Our doctor is sort of the chief medical officer, or whatever his official title is, Michael Webb, he's called, and he'll help with the diagnosis. So I got an ultrasound on the calf on Monday morning, and then normally you'd be sent over to the Ulster Independent Clinic straight away for an MRI just to see the extent of it. In my case, it was very obvious on the ultrasound that there was a small tear, so they didn't need further investigation. Then the doctor passes you over to the physios, and they start your treatment, trying to get the inflammation to settle, trying to get the healing to start. And then you start your rehabilitation, and that's when the S&C coaches sort of take over. And they'll start, help with strengthening up the rest of your calf and just help manage you back to being able to play. So it's quite a good system that Ulster have in place. And I think it's probably quite similar with most professional teams.
And whenever you're injured, do you guys who are on the sidelines tend to try and stick around, give a bit of advice, perhaps to younger players coming through, have a bit of an input when it comes to team meetings and things like that too?
It depends how far away from being able to play you are. I'm only hoping that it's sort of, less than a month I'm hopeful for, so I won't distance myself too far from the team. I'll be trying to chip in most team meetings, and not only to give my advice, but more importantly to hear what the messages that the coaches are bringing across, what tactics the players are applying, and if there's any new systems or anything new in place, so that when I do get back, I hit the ground running. I think if you're out a bit longer, it's as much a mental battle as anything, so I think it's whatever works from you. Some players might want just to say, right, I'm not going to a rugby meeting for 2 months or a month, just to give themselves a new perspective and let them focus on maybe trying to get bigger or stronger or faster, or just help, focus on the injury depending on what it is. So for me, I won't be too far away from the team this injury, because hopefully it won't be too long.
We look ahead, Champions Cup starting, Bordeaux on Sunday away. Going to be a difficult one.
Yeah, it's new territory for us. We've never played Bordeaux before. But when I first started playing for Ulster, we never won a rugby match in France. And now, here we are. And our recent success in France has been very, very good. Obviously, did the double over Toulouse last year. I think we got a draw against Oyonnax. So actually, we're unbeaten in France last year in a couple of attempts. So we're not afraid of going over there. We know we can go over there and win. But at the same time, we know it's a very tough place, and they're a good side. And it's hard. The French teams, more than anyone else, it's really hard to know what to expect. Mm-hmm. Very, very unpredictable. But you know, you control what you can control. We know we're a good team and we know we can put sides under pressure, so we know we have a chance of getting a result.
A couple of big names, Adam Ashley Cooper, for example, Ian Madigan, who will face off against Paddy Jackson. That'll be a mouthwatering battle.
Yeah, well, as I said, the French teams, the unpredictability includes their selection, so I actually have no idea who's going to be playing for them. I know, you know, Adam Ashley Cooper is one of the great outside backs of the past sort of 10 years, and that would have been cool to get a chance to play against him, and he'll be someone we're very wary of. And obviously, we know Mads very well, and you know, Paddy and him, you know, they have a bit of history going up against each other, and they'll both be looking to get one over on each other. And in the end of the day, when you've got two good players going at it like that, I think it makes for a good battle.
And looking ahead, not just to when you come back playing again, but the season in general, Champions Cup, what are your thoughts on chances of success this season towards the end, and also the things that you're looking to change from what happened last year?
Well, in terms of what happened in the league, the way I sort of look at it now is, you know, to get yourself a home semi-final, you need to win all your home games and probably half or more so your away games. So far we've done that, so I think we're very much on track. History has shown that getting a home semi-final in the league makes a big difference, because nobody's ever won away from home. So having said all this, in the end of the day, I'm not a big believer of looking too far ahead, and you just try and win what's in front of you. You know, and it's the same with the Champions Cup. There's no point in worrying about who you're playing in round 5 or round 6, because I've played in an Ulster season before where we've lost our first 4, I think, and been out of Europe by then. So you just try and win what's in front of you. It's a cliche and it's a bit boring, but it is the truth. Win what's in front of you and then see who you got the next week.
Well, all the best for the injury and the season ahead. Thanks very much for chatting.
Thank you.